Ovo je test razumijevanja oslušanog teksta iz stranog jezika. Sastoji se od dva zadatka. Svaki snimak slušat ćete dva puta. Imaćete dovoljno vremena da pročitate pitanja prije nego što čujete tekst i da provjerite svoje odgovore. Dok slušate, možete upisivati svoje odgovore u test knjižicu. Poslije slušanja imaćete dva minuta da provjerite svoje odgovore. Prvi zadatak. Imate dva minuta da pročitate pitanja.
Our final item this week is anything but sad. The Warner Brothers cartoons of the 30s, 40s and 50s featured a star-studded cast of characters, Elmer Fudd, Daffy Duck, Wile E. Coyote, and of course the looniest of all Looney Tunes, that cross-dressing, wise-cracking, carrot-munching bad boy, Bugs Bunny. Generations of Americans grew up watching Bugs and his supporting cast wreak cartoon havoc and anarchy, all set to the masterpieces of European classical music. Conductor George Doherty has spent the last 20 years conducting the major orchestras of the world as they play the original scores of those classic cartoons. We invited him to our studios to ask him the obvious question.
What's up, Doc?
What's up is we're here with the National Symphony with this crazy concert where Bugs Bunny not only conducts one of the world's greatest symphony orchestras, but plays a piano concerto, plays the harp, dances ballet, and sings both Wagner and Rossini in the same evening. Try to find another opera singer who will do that.
And what's the point of this?
The point of this is that we grew up, especially here in the U.S., hearing this music, not realizing that we were listening to Wagner, Rossini, Strauss, Tchaikovsky, Mendelssohn. And if you went out on the street of Washington, D.C. today and went up to 50 people and you played The Ride of the Valkyries, bum, 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 and asked them what the very first thought they have, I would guess that 18 out of 20 would probably say, killed a rabbit.
Killed a rabbit, killed a rabbit, killed a rabbit.
Killed a rabbit?
I wonder what would Wagner make of all this. He'd be spinning in his grave, probably.
I think Wagner would probably actually get a big kick out of this, because anyone who came up with the plots of the Ring Cycle has a sense of humor in there someplace.
He liked a big audience.
He loved a big audience.
He certainly got through the cartoon.
And in this one cartoon of 7 minutes, Carl Stalling and Milt Franklin managed to add in 8 Wagner operas in 7 minutes.
So does this make classical music more accessible to an American audience, or does it basically kill it?
they definitely made a parody out of...
Imate 15 sekundi da provjerite svoje odgovore. Ovo je kraj prvog zadatka. Drugi zadatak. Imate 2 minuta da pročitate pitanja.
Two people who met at university studying economics. They spent a few years working in the world of finance, and on Monday they're setting off to the new world, 6 months in South America as the next stage of a project that they reckon will take them the best part of 30 or 40 years. Adam Strudwick and Rekha Sharma will be adding another 10 countries to the 27 that they have already visited. It's all in an attempt to visit all countries in the world. Welcome. Thank you very much for coming in.
Hello.
This is such a bizarre but very interesting project. How did it come up, first of all, Adam?
Well, we were thinking about how to do travelling in general. You know, we had a lot of places that we wanted to see, some that I was interested in, some that Rekha was interested in. And we thought, well, is there any way that we can actually come up with an order which builds in all the countries in a way that's interesting?
But the twist, I mean, the real reason that you're visiting all of these countries is not just because you want to travel all around the world.
No.
It's because you're going in the order of...
of the independence of countries. In other words, where did countries develop a nationhood? At what stage did they develop their nationhood? The birth of countries. So at the beginning, we start off with the oldest country, which we... when we did our research, we found out was Japan,
right,
which has a myth that goes back to 660 BC as the first independent country that we currently have today.
Where did the idea come from, though, Rekha? How did this come about?
Well, basically, like Adam was saying, that we were trying to just plan our holidays in 2008. We'd been to the US, a great trip over there, and we were trying to think, well, where do we go? And I think I'd wanted to go to Montenegro, and I think Adam had ideas of wanting to visit North Korea, and we couldn't really decide, and we literally got the atlas out, started to look, and then it was Adam's idea to basically think about visiting countries, all the countries in the world, because there are so many interesting places. How do you ultimately start to differentiate? So,
right. And then when you worked out that you wanted to go to Montenegro, but you were going to go with this, we've done our maths here, and you'd be about 80 before
yeah,
you got there.
It was a bone of contention. I was quite resistant to the idea initially because I thought, well, I'm not going to get to Montenegro for a very, very long time. But I bought into it gradually.
imate 15 sekundi da provjerite svoje odgovore. Ovo je kraj drugog zadatka. Sada imate 2 minuta da pregledate svoje odgovore. Ovo je kraj testa razumijevanja odslušanog teksta.